some of them might forget, but.
I wonder if it's a legal matter, if they do it because it's a point of law involved.
Could be, I don't know.
Or something along that line too, if you belong to an organization, every year you have to pay your.
Dues. I belonged to the Rebecca's one time for about 2 months. And they were fighting and quarreling all the time and I just couldn't stand it.
This is a friendly sisterly organization.
Supposed to be, that's what I told them when I didn't go and they come to call on me to see why I didn't. And I said, they're supposed to be up there acting like sisters, and I said, if that's the way sisters act. I'm not used to it and I don't want any part of it. I'm not meant that.
Did people borrow much in the early days?
Oh yes, if someone would get out of sugar and they knew the other person had been to town, why they would go and borrow sugar or matches. There was more matches borrowed than anything. If they knew that someone had been to town in a reasonable time and wouldn't, they wouldn't call them short, why, they'd go and borrow. We didn't borrow so very much as I remember, but I have gone over to Crouch's to borrow matches more than anything I remember ever borrowing.
In the 30s, we might say money was
scarce. Oh, that was a miserable time in this country.
Oh, it was a miserable. I was in Michigan. It was miserable there.
It was. Well, what made it so bad with us? We had a drought on at the same time for 3 years. I'll tell you, we didn't raise anything at all, and it was desperate out here. No grass, and creeks dried up, and people lost orchards that had been bearing for several years. Just every tree died.
I remember in 34 we went to California and I think we came right through this country.
Mm-hmm. One of the most desolate sights you ever saw in your life. It took quite a while to come back to, though in 6 months after it started raining, you wouldn't have known the place. Everybody said, oh, the buffalo grass, we'll never have any more buffalo grass, it's completely dead. But in 2 or 3 weeks after the first good rain come, you could see the buffalo grass coming. It took quite a little while to spread back like it did. A lot of it did die out, but there was enough left to have good buffalo grass now. We need rain now. But I've seen this whole country when she was mighty sick, but it's always struggled back.
If something is too expensive, you say it is what?
Well, that's what I'd say. It's just much more expensive than I can afford.
And why is it too expensive, would you say? I just want you to put these in other words now. It costs too much.
I can't, yeah. Well, I just say it's too expensive or I can't afford that. It's more than I can afford to pay or something like that.
Oh, you mentioned swimming. Before we get to that, when you were girls, did you ever get out and put your head down and kick with your feet and flop over on your back?
No, no, we didn't try anything like that. Well, there wasn't any boys in the country, and if they had been, I don't suppose we'd ever went swimming together. That just wasn't done in those days.
I preceded myself too much here. I was thinking of doing this on the ground.
On the ground.
Maybe if you got a good grass.
Turn a somersault?
Yeah.
Yes, we used to do that. We girls would. Langis and the one that could do the most at one time.
Yeah.
I was always built like a cat and used to be just as skinny as a crow. Mm-hmm. And I was usually the most active one that way.
Now, in swimming,